VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A video of U.S. President Donald Trump was played at the ceremony marking the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Mr. Trump said the embassy's opening followed through on his announcement to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem last December, and that the United States was committed to achieving peace in the region.
And we continue to support the status quo at Jerusalem's holy sites, including at the Temple Mount, also known as Haram al-Sharif.
The new U.S. Embassy site is an interim location operating inside the existing U.S. consulate building in Jerusalem while a search begins for a larger site. The president celebrated ahead of Monday's event, saying on Twitter, "It's a great day for Israel." Gaza's health ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead at least 41 Palestinians along the border of the Gaza Strip. Health officials said at least 900 people had been injured. Death brings the total number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces during 6 weeks of protests to more than 50. Critics have faulted Israeli forces for using live fire, while Israel says its actions are necessary for security as people threaten the border fence. According to the World Health Organization, an outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo has killed 19 people. A total of 39 cases have been reported in the northwestern Equateur province. The infected also include 3 healthcare workers. Congo's Ministry of Health and the WHO are tracing contacts of the victims and offering them an experimental Ebola vaccine. This is VOA News. An explosion went off in a residential neighborhood in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Monday, wounding at least one person. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
A health ministry official said at least one person was wounded. A series of attacks has killed and wounded hundreds of civilians in Afghanistan this year and put heavy pressure on the Western-backed government of President Ashraf Ghani. Last week, gunmen mounted coordinated attacks in Kabul and battled security forces for hours in the main commercial area after setting off 3 large explosions. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A suicide bomber on a motorbike wounded several Indonesian police officers outside a police building in Surabaya. Reuters reporter Grace Lee has more on the attack that left at least 10 wounded.
4 people have been arrested so far, with one person shot dead. The day after another similar devastating attack in the same city, Indonesia has seen a recent spike in homegrown insurgency, in part inspired by Islamic State.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. The Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga welcomed news about the dismantling of North Korea's nuclear test site on Monday. Suga called it forward-looking movement by North Korea after North and South had their summit in April. Suga added that though the upcoming U.S.-North Korea summit, the Japanese government finds it important that North Korea eliminates their weapons and ballistic missile in a fully verifiable and irreversible manner. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to meet Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, on June 12th in Singapore. Citizens in Iraq are awaiting election results. The Reuters news agency's David Doyle has a look at the 3 frontrunners.
According to the Iraqi Electoral Commission, Muqtada al-Sadr is in front with more than half of votes counted. The Iran-backed Hadi al-Amiri, leader of the main Shiite paramilitary group in Iraq, is understood to be in second place, while incumbent Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi appears to be running in third. Abadi is a rare ally of the US and Iran, and used the support of both to take on Islamic State in the country. With results from 8 provinces yet to be declared, everything could yet change. Full results are due to be officially announced later on Monday.
That was Reuters' David Doyle. China said Monday it is sending an envoy to the United States this week for talks aimed at cooling a trade dispute that threatens to upend markets from soybeans to steel. And welcome comments by U.S. President Donald Trump hinting at a possible easing of sanctions on embattled Chinese telecom firm ZTE. The foreign ministry said Vice Premier Liu He will visit the U.S. from Tuesday through Saturday for consultations with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America. One. It's today.